With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has formally accepted the Democrat Party's vice presidential nomination. Greg Clugston has more.
On the second to last night of the Democratic National Convention, the former high school teacher and football coach made it official.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for vice president of the United States.
Walz used his acceptance speech to talk about his small-town upbringing, his family, and his pride in being Kamala Harris's running mate.
She's fought on the side of the American people.
He said Democrats have something better to offer than Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, promising middle-class tax cuts, lower prescription drug prices, and access to abortion. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Also at SRNnews.com, speaking with Salem Radio Network, former Arizona Republican Congressman J.D. Hayworth says Democrats are trying to sell Americans a false promise with Walz on the ticket.
It's very interesting to see the mindset of today's Democrat Party. The notion that somehow Tim Walz will appeal to rural America.
Former President Trump says Harris and Walz are no friends of law enforcement either.
She's always been for defunding the police, and the person that she's running with, Tim Walz, is equally far left. This is the most far-left group. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Former president says the Biden-Harris administration, there's been a 43% increase in violent crime.
Including a 58% increase in rape, 89% increase in aggravated assault, and a 56% increase in robbery. The crime in America, the fact is out of control.
This is SRN News. An evangelical leader is urging Christians to vote.
Troy Miller is president and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters, and he tells the Daily Caller that all believers need to get to the polls in November. Noting that millions of evangelicals did not vote in 2020, Miller says, quote, "As Americans, we are the stewards of a temporal home built on a foundation of faith to the best of its founders' abilities. We must do everything in our power to save America for the glory of God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri residents will now need proof of surgery or a court order to change their gender on a driver's license. The state previously required approval from a doctor to update gender on state-issued ID. The change follows protests earlier this month against a man's use of a woman's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym. A spokesman for the gym said the guy showed staff a copy of a driver's license that identified him as a woman. This is SRN News. There's a major dispute in Oregon over political activists.
The ACLU is suing the city of Medford, saying its police department has been unlawfully monitoring political activists who are not suspected of any criminal activity. But the city insists it has not monitored the groups because of their views or activities, adding it has conducted surveillance to prepare for possible public safety impacts. ACLU says the Medford police have monitored their activities and social media accounts. Jason Walker reporting.
Number of Republican lawmakers in California are calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to put an electric vehicle fleet mandate on hold after an electric semi-truck caught on fire. They issued a letter Tuesday asking Newsom to delay a mandate that would require all big rigs be electric by 2045. More details at SRNnews.com.